AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A somber crowd has filed into St. Anthony of Padua Roman Catholic Church in Wilmington, Delaware, for the funeral mass for Beau Biden. Vice President Joe Biden's oldest son died of brain cancer a week ago. Later, President Obama will deliver remarks. Bill and Hillary Rodham Clinton are among those in attendance. The younger Biden served two terms as Delaware's Attorney General, as well as a tour of duty in Iraq with the State National Guard. He was 46. Iraqi officials claim a pair of victories against the Islamic State group. They say government troops and Shiite militiamen repelled attacks in Anbar province today. Last month, that militant group overran Ramadi, capturing large amounts of ammunition and armored vehicles from fleeing government troops. After more than 30 years in prison, some of that time on North Carolina's death row, Henry McCollum and his brother Leon Brown were freed last September. Their convictions for the rape and murder of an 11-year-old girl overturned when DNA evidence showed another man had committed the crime. McCollum and Brown will now get up to $750,000 each from the state, but McCollum says his pardon by the governor...
It ain't about money. You know, it was about just being able to see that I was innocent of the crime.
The man now linked to the rape and murder is already serving life for a similar attack. One of two young sisters who fell from the fourth floor of an Allentown, Pennsylvania apartment building has died. Coroner's office says 3-year-old Tamara Arnett died last night shortly after she and her 5-year-old sister tumbled from the window. The 5-year-old is in critical condition today. Allied veterans and families of the fallen comrades have gathered at U.S. Cemetery overlooking Omaha Beach, marking the 71st anniversary of the D-Day invasion, which eventually helped to defeat the Nazis in World War II. This is AP Radio News. In the women's final in the French Open, after Serena Williams took the first set 6-3, Lucy Saffarona has stormed back, taking Williams 7-6 in the second tiebreaker. Both are tied at 2 games in the third. Trainer Bob Baffert says American Pharoah seems ready for today's Belmont Stakes as the horse goes for the Triple Crown.
On the eve of a possible drought-breaking Triple Crown, trainer Bob Baffert is as loose as can be, like American Pharoah, who roamed easily over the Belmont track in his last workout. What about that mile and a half distance?
He has no idea. He's going to be very upset. No, but he's an athlete, and so as long as they don't go too fast early, that's the key.
Baffert says his main job now is just keeping people away from the horse till post time. He sees people, thinks it's time to run, he says. Frosted, who ran fourth in the Kentucky Derby, and Materiality, who was sixth, are considered the top challengers. Warren Levinson, Belmont Park, New York.
And the race goes off around 6:50 this evening, Eastern Time. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.